The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans Buzz, get into the holiday spirit.
Holy night.
And do video games make good gifts?
Some people say it shouldn't be a sport, but it should be because you're moving your thumbs.
You're moving your thumbs, you're using your brain, it's competitive. I call it a sport.
Texans Buzz starts now. Merry Christmas Eve. It's great to have you here on this special holiday edition of Texans Buzz.
Yes, it is great to have you. Happy Hanukkah as well. That starts tonight, and people are wrapping presents. Are you all done with that?
I'm sure they're still wrapping presents while they're watching it, but keep watching because we've got a lot going on tonight in the show.
Yes, we do. We have video game talk. Yeah, some of you will be giving those tomorrow. Santa will as well. What about Quentin Demps, Dwayne Brown? They're all coming up on the show tonight.
But first, we sent our hard-hitting reporter Drew Doherty into the locker room to get the players into the holiday spirit. Take a look.
I'm going to sing it a little bit, and then you got to complete the second part. Oh, what fun.
It is to ride.
In a one-horse.
Open sleigh. Hey, jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols.
That's the part I don't know.
Up on the housetop.
Reindeer paws.
Up jumps.
Good old Santa Claus.
Down through the
chimney.
With
lots
of
toys.
All for the little ones.
Christmas toys.
Silent night.
Holy night.
All is calm.
All is bright.
Round
yon virgin.
Mother and child.
Holy
infant,
so tender and mild.
I couldn't have done that without, like, I was forgetting, and then you were forgetting.
Yeah,
and see that, yeah,
that was a good teamwork,
yeah,
right there.
I like that. I like Melikaliki Maka.
It's the word we say
on a bright
Hawaiian Christmas day.
Yeah. That's the island greeting that we
love and use.
Oh, the weather outside is
frightful.
Oh, the weather outside is
freezing.
But the fire
is so delightful.
And since we know a place to go,
let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Chestnuts
roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost
nibbing at your nose.
Yuletide carols. Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Tonio, you're like one of the best singers on the team.
Yeah, you need to work
on your lyrics.
See, that's the thing. You know, sometimes we forget the lyrics, and then you just got to basically fake it.
Oh, you better watch out.
You better not cry.
You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is
coming to H-Town. Hey, everybody, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the Houston Texans.
Drew is so good at getting the best out of these players. You know who else is good at getting the best out of the players?
Kids. The kid reporters
always
are good. And you know what? It's one of their favorite subjects tonight. Video games. Good or bad?
My mom thinks I spend too much time playing video games. What should I tell her?
Tell her good for you. They help with hand-eye coordination, happiness, mood enhancement.
That's a tough question. My wife thinks the same thing about me also.
And some people say it shouldn't be a sport, but it should be because you're moving your thumbs.
You're moving your thumbs, you're using your brain, and it's competitive. I call it a sport.
Just tell her it's educational.
Yeah.
You're going to learn.
Yeah.
You're going to learn tactics. What games do you play?
I play 2K, I play Battlefront, I play
Madden. Yeah, see, Battlefront, right there, strategy. It's all about strategy, right?
I'm going to be smart with this. It's your mom. You got to listen to your mom. So, you know, take a little time off of video games, you know, help out with a couple chores, and maybe, since you're helping her with chores, yeah, that'll get you more time on the video games.
That's what my dad's been forcing me to do.
I like the Super Nintendo, Mortal Kombat, Mario, Super Mario.
How old do I need to be before I play Mortal Kombat?
You 10 right now? I'm going to say 11. I feel like you're a good kid, you know. One more year.
What kind of grades do you get?
I average like around A's, B pluses.
You say, but Mom, I'm getting A's and B pluses. That's what your answer should be.
Okay. What should I tell her?
That she's right, and you should go outside and play outdoors.
Oh, come on.
For any kid that wants to get video games, I suggest you bring Brian Cushing along. He's got some great arguments.
You getting your kids some video games?
I can't tell you that, Mark, because they might be watching this.
Oh, yeah. Is Santa getting your kid any video games? Santa's coming soon, okay?
Finish go to bed.
Finish it up.
Get to know Dwayne Brown.
Call me Nighthawk.
Nighthawk. I like that. Why?
That's a quote from Step Brothers.
And Quentin Demps answers fan questions. Stay tuned.
Every year, he decorates his office the same exact way. And every time he explains the joke, he cackles like a hyena.
Rock and roll! Touchdown, Houston!
Mark, you don't really decorate your office like that, do you?
Maybe. Maybe not. You know, I don't say rock and roll that much. People think I do. I've said it like twice this year.
Yeah, you know what? Drew is really good at pulling the pranks, and he doesn't disappoint this week. He pulled a little one on Dwayne Brown and get to know.
Introducing the Great Wall, the Blindside Blaster, the Royal Rock of Richmond, Virginia, Dwayne Anthony Brown.
Appreciate that, man.
Dwayne, this was an awesome video of you playing the saxophone with Vince Wilfork and some family. I didn't know you were such a great saxophonist. How'd that all come about?
A little bit. I dabbled with the saxophone for about 7 years or so, and I got away from it. My wife got me a new sax for my birthday, so now I'm going to get back on it.
And this was pretty awesome because you had Vince in the house. And, I mean, do you jam with other teammates out?
I haven't, but that's a goal of mine. I talked to Jonathan Grimes quite a bit. He's a great musician, very talented. So we might cook something up this offseason.
Is that the toughest song you can play?
No. I don't know. I gotta look up some sheet music. I'm pretty good with the notes.
What's going on here? You're at the White House. I mean, when was this? What was that all about?
That was back in March, I believe, with the American Diabetes Association. I was there with a member from each NFL team who was doing a new initiative they had, just bringing awareness and using guys across the league in the NFL to bring awareness to diabetes and diabetes prevention and how to care for it, you know. So it was a very, very good event. Thank you to the ADA and all the guys involved.
That's a hell of a cause, hell of a trip, but were you nervous when you were in the White House a little bit?
I was nervous at the security checkpoint. Like, security checkpoint took like an hour to get through, man, and I was just like, I don't think I've done anything that could stop me from getting here, but the way they were acting, I wasn't sure.
So you're telling me they didn't just go like, let you through? Like,
no,
yeah.
They took your ID for like 45 minutes, then you had to stand in line for a while, you know, which is necessary, but once in there, it was very, very cool.
JFK had his Secret Service nickname was Lancer. Obama's is Renegade. If I were president, I'd be Poison Fists. What would your nickname be if you were president?
Call me Nighthawk.
Nighthawk. I like that. Why?
That's a quote from Step Brothers.
And we have all the space for activities that totally went over my head. I'm sorry. I should have done better. Nighthawk, is that's what you would choose?
I'll stick with that one. Yeah.
I like it. What the hell is this?
Oh, man. It was one of my creations in the office of line room years ago.
Like tape, maybe?
Yeah, little king, tape king that I made with glove as his cape. Uh-huh. And a little crown there. Yeah. With the...
Bit of a frightening face.
Yeah,
like
he's serious. He's a serious king.
Yeah. You're obviously an art major when you were at Virginia Tech. Is that still displayed prominently in your gallery?
Yeah, I don't really have much time for those creations nowadays.
Gotcha. So you're more focused on the left hand.
I used to do a lot. I used to draw a lot of my teammates. But now I just take notes.
Yeah. What is the name of this boy band?
Oh, man. I'm stumped on that one.
Stumped. Stumped is the name of the boy band.
Well, we all look pretty serious. Except for Xavier. You can't take him serious with that hair.
So Xavier's the hair guy, because all good boy bands have a hair guy.
He should be the lead singer.
Okay. Time to play Say What?
Say what?
Presented by IW Marks. And before I open this box, the tarantula in here does not bite, okay?
I ain't worried about that.
Ready?
Sleepwalking? Oh, what's the rules again? My bad. Sign these for fans.
Autographs.
Yeah. Who are you?
Drew Doherty?
Yeah. Okay. Eat these in the morning. Blueberry.
Pancakes.
Nope.
Blueberry waffles.
Nope.
Blueberry pie cereal.
Man. In the morning.
Blueberries.
Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Oh, banana nut.
Pancakes. Oh, blueberry milkshakes. Smoothies.
Are you kidding me?
Blueberry yogurt.
It's another kind of pastry.
Donuts. Kolaches.
You're just being funny now, huh?
Definitely.
It's a morning pastry.
Croissant?
Morning.
Danish pastry. What the hell muffins. Is this?
Muffins. Oh. That's terrible. Muffins.
Drew Doherty's great at a lot of things, but I'm telling you, Mark, he guessed every pastry except for muffin.
How do you miss muffin, Drew? I mean, you've gotten just about every other guess this season, but not the blueberry thing.
All right, we took a little detour from holidays. We're going to get right back into it. Quentin Demps answers your fan questions this week.
From Elliot, what is your favorite holiday food? Turkey. From Derek, what are your New Year's resolutions? I don't have any. From Carla, Christmas strategy. Do you go for the biggest present first or the last one on the Christmas morning? The biggest one first, for sure. From Omar, what's your favorite gift you have ever gotten on Christmas? When I was younger, I got a basketball goal when I was like 9. It was my best gift ever. Do you like the snow? I'm sorry. Yeah, snow's pretty cool. I like the snow. From Travis, what's your favorite holiday tradition? Holiday tradition. I don't know. I don't have one.
Mark, you and I were talking about this. Sometimes it's hard to pick your favorite holiday tradition.
It's brutal. My tradition is doing television programs on Christmas Eve.
And what about your New Year's resolution? Do you have that lined up?
To not do any more television programs on Christmas Eve.
Brian Cushing spreads the holiday cheer next on Texans Buzz. Hey, it's that time of week again where we get you caught up on everything social media. We've got a lot to get to today. Let's start out with Kareem Jackson and his daughter. Someone was in trouble, so Kareem posted this picture. Hashtag run, hashtag hide, hashtag Kaylin's fault. Don't they look like trouble? All right, speaking of trouble, I'm in trouble. My tweet makes likes and stuff this week. I posted this last week. My 6-year-old found this 2016 Texans cheerleader calendar and was having a hard time making some decisions.
I'm trying to make what's going so beautiful, but I try to pick which girl's so beautiful, but they're all so beautiful. I don't know which one to pick.
Okay, pick one. We gotta go to school. Did I mention that he's 6? I'm in so much trouble. All right, next. Shaquille Rashad. It's been a while since we've seen your random tweet. This week, he took a little detour in the grocery store. Despite what health fanatics say, Shaquille is not sold on gluten. Shaquille Rashad may be surprised by gluten, but there were some kids in the Pasadena school that were surprised by this special guest that showed up at their school last week. None other than J.J. Watt. His foundation provided uniforms for the football team, and he showed up. Check out this one student's reaction. In the front row, he's got no phone. He puts his head in his hands. He just can't believe it. That little boy's dream came true, and another boy's dream came true on Sunday. A kid from North Portland got to suit up in a Texans uniform for his first regular season NFL game. It was outside linebacker Brennan Scarlett. He posted this picture with his teammate Jadeveon Clowney from Sunday's game. Hey, his first game was a win. Welcome to the NFL. No better moment than that. All right, next, Vince Wilfork in the overalls. Who can forget it? Well, someone is trying to bring that look back. It's none other than Mrs. 75, Bianca Wilfork. Vince shared this picture on Twitter with the caption, "Haha, she thinks she's me." We like Bianca Wilfork's game day fashion. We're going to give it a big thumbs up. And we're also going to give a big thumbs up to our Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Quinn Demps must have gotten a new phone number. Do you know how we know? Well, this poor girl is getting all of his texts on Sundays. That means Demps is probably missing his congratulatory text for the interception he got in Sunday's game. But it's not all bad. Gabby also gets some inspiration from Demps' pastor every week. I like that. Inspirational quotes for Quinn Demps, but she'll take it, right? That's going to do it for us for this week's Likes and Stuff. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it Likes and Stuff, and you'll see it on here next week.
So, DP made Likes and Stuff this week. Little nepotism going on, but let me just tell you about your son. The force is strong with that one.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? They wanted to make it the Like of the Week, and I thought that would really be nepotism.
Yeah, that's the many likes of the week with those cheerleaders.
All right. You know who always makes likes and stuff, or makes it a lot of times, is Brian Cushing. And this week, he went shopping with some vets.
It's a really cool opportunity, and, this is kind of one of the platforms that you can have as an NFL player. Help out as best I possibly can in a positive way, especially around the holiday season, to be able to give back and take some of the burden off a lot of people's shoulders. Any little bit, myself, my wife, foundation can help. We will. I support the military because it's been in my family forever. I feel there's no better way to show my support than for the people that protect our freedom every single day and make living in this country the best country in the world possible. So. It's extremely important to me. I was able to grow up in a great household during a great time with some unbelievable parents that always made sure I had a couple gifts, always felt loved and appreciated. That was the biggest thing I took away from Christmas was just understanding how important it was to take care of one another, and now being a parent myself, just I will instill that in my kids as well.
Brian Cushing doing lots of great things this year. He was also voted the team's Walter Payton Man of the Year.
And the Rooney Award nominee and the all-time leading tackler, and the list goes on and on.
Who's ready to sing?
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
Coming up. Welcome back to the Ford Studio, final segment of Texans Buzz on this Christmas Eve night. I love shopping, and we're going to do more of it.
Yeah, I guess so, since you're hosting the show. More shopping. Andre Howe, Greg Mantz, they went to work at a mother and son event and had some fun.
This is my second year doing it, and turned out to be a big event for Pro Vision Academy. The kids loved it. Their parents loved it, so it's always good to give back. It means a lot. I kind of grew up with a single parent, and sometimes we didn't have enough for Christmas shopping. And to give back like this, it really, touched my heart, touched their hearts. It's always good to give back. How you liked it, man? It was fun? Yeah. You had a good time?
I'm very thankful that you invited me. I know I had a great time. Me and Kendall, we're very happy to come to this event, and it's really nice to be able to give back some of these kids, I grew up with a single mom as well, so, and I know Kendall did too, so. Mm-hmm. This is something that means a lot to all of us.
We see you got yours on, so I already know the answer to this. What is your favorite thing that you got today?
What I got on.
Hey, check him out.
My favorite was Jingle Bells. I used to do some house-to-house with some people on the street. But
can you sing it for us?
The throat's a little dry. It's cold outside. It's 32 degrees. I don't want to do that, man. I'll be all right.
Just one line.
Just. Who's going to sing it with me?
Someone's...
All right, come on. What are we singing? Jingle Bells?
Yes.
Yes. All right, yes. Lead us off. Ready?
One, two, three. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride our one horse open sleigh.
Hey.
Go Texans!
That was Andre Howell at his mother's son event. That was actually his mom singing Jingle Bells.
Yes, and so well, too. Greg Mantz, where was he going?
I don't know where he went. That's probably what I would do. He didn't want to sing.
Bolted like he was about to run block downfield.
This next group probably should have bolted. It's the Houston Texans cheerleaders from a few years ago, a holiday CD they made. Check it out.
From the makers of HTC Love Songs, cozy up to the fireplace this winter with HTC Holiday Cheer. Absolutely the best music of the year.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gives to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas.
You won't want to miss it. All of the holiday classics. Whether you like the timeless classics of yore or the hard-rockin' Christmas songs of today.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
A timeless gift with undeniable value.
I want you this Christmas.
We've got the good stuff from Bing Crosby, Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, Wham, Mariah Carey, Gwar, J.J. Watt, the Dixie Chicks, Mark Vandermeer and the Dutch Garage Trio, Ron Trevino, Rick Trevino, Greg Trevino, and ZZ Top. Baby, it's cold outside, so warm on up to these Christmas tunes. The perfect gift for music lovers of all types and ages.
And a happy new year!
It's all yours for the low, low price of 9 installments of $19.95. Order now. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Mark, I think we still have a few CDs left.
We've got a warehouse full of CDs left. They're not really flying off the shelves.
No, they're not. But you know what? That's going to do it for us for this Christmas Eve show. Thank you so much for watching.
Santa's coming any minute. Go to sleep now.
Wrap up those gifts and go to bed. We'll be back next week before New Year's Eve, before the Titans game. Thanks so much for watching. And go Texans.